It is Locked On Jazz for the 12th of August. Where do we stand now? Who do we want to play? What's it going to take to win? It's all coming up on today's edition of Locked On Jazz. Pow! How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers. It's 5:20 in the morning. You can thank the Murdochs. They have a charity golf event. I'm heading out today. Actually, my daughter is going with me. Nice enough to go with me. She and I are going to hang in a hole and hit shots for people. So she's going to hit shots and I'm going to talk to people. It's really what it comes down to. I hope you're doing great. Wow, it's wacky and wild and crazy and unknowns and all sorts of stuff. And for all the talk that I keep reading about how the Jazz are tanking, I'd have to say I don't really see where they are yet. I would buy all the talk if they knew their outcome. So here's where what we know. It's kind of wild. The Lakers are one. Oh, that's it. That's actually all we... Oh, wait, Dallas is seven. We have those two things. We're on the final 2 days of the season, 3 days of the season. We know two things. We know the Lakers are one and Dallas is two. We actually know Milwaukee is one, Toronto is two, Boston is three. Miami and Indiana are getting awfully close to four or five, Philadelphia six. There's some changes there. Brooklyn seven and Orlando eight. That we actually know. They're boring. Not very good and boring. If the Clippers play two more games, they play today against Denver. This one tells us everything we're going to need to know. So if the Clippers win today, they're two, and then Denver, well, we don't know. But if the Clippers win, they're two. However, if the Clippers were to lose tonight and Denver were to win and Denver were to win on the final game against Toronto, 1:30 in the afternoon, Denver would go to 48-25, and the Clippers were to lose, they would go to 47-25, and Denver would be the two seed. Okay? So if Denver wins today, then the Clippers could actually try to tank to get to somebody. There could be a mass tank to play us. I don't think people really fear Dallas either right now, and Dallas is in seven. But frankly, without Boyan, we'd probably be the next choice. Like, if the Lakers were drafting to who they were going to play, they would either choose us or Dallas. And since Luka is Luka, I'm guessing we would actually right now be the first pick of any team to play. We haven't been amazing in the bubble. Our stars are still young, and we're missing a 21-point-a-game score. Like, I would guess if the Lakers were drafting, we'd be the first pick. And you don't want to play Dame right now. Like, that's silliness. I'll retouch on this in a second. So Clippers-Denver tonight is a big deal. If Clippers win, they're two. However, if the Clippers lose tonight, and then on the final day of the season when the Clippers play Toronto or play Oklahoma City, they lose, and Denver wins, then the Clippers go to three. So if Clippers win both, Denver wins both. Clippers lose both, Denver wins both, they flip. Let's assume for a second that the Clippers beat Denver. Now the Clippers are two. Denver is 46-46. And now all of a sudden, we're into an interesting game. Because Houston has two games left, including today against Indiana at two. And if they were to win both and finish at 46-26, and Denver were to lose both, they finish at 46-27, and Houston goes to three, and Denver goes to four. Again, that's Houston winning today. Denver loses tonight to the Clippers. I can't really figure out who's playing for what tonight. Like, I can't, Denver, Clippers, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, is there, like, I don't know. Houston plays Philadelphia on the final game of the entire season. They will be able to play that game picking their opponent if Denver has lost to Toronto earlier in the day. Denver will be playing their game at 1:30 or 11:30 with actually some level to pick their opponent. So Denver plays at 11:30 in the morning on the 14th, on our final day of the season. They will know at that point to some extent where teams might be. If we, or let's say this, if Utah has lost to San Antonio, they will know that Utah is 6. And then Denver could, in theory, Denver will have lost to the Clippers if they lose that game. If they win that game, then they could choose to play the Jazz. That's probably, if you're trying to fix this from a Jazz standpoint to play Denver, there's the mechanism by which you know it happens. Is Denver loses tonight to the Clippers, we lose to the Spurs, Denver then beats Toronto on the final game of the season to play us. Denver's got to be playing along. But if the Denver beats the Clippers tonight, and then Denver beats Toronto, they could be playing that to play Dallas at 7, and then we end up with the Clippers, in theory. So that's a possibility. The Rockets could get to 3 by winning both, Denver losing both, or the Rockets get to 4 by losing a game or Denver winning a game. What about us in 4-5? Oh my gosh, this is confusing. Well, here's where things get really tricky and we don't control it. It's where some of the idea that we've tanked a game over health rather than just having guys be healthy. I mean, I don't think we cared if we won. I'm not trying to confuse you on this thing. I just am not convinced that there was some master plan here because there's too many moving pieces. And I'm all for master plans if they actually exist. I thought what Denver did last year was fine. Like, they 82 games in, they earned the right. That's just my opinion. All right, so Oklahoma City. We play San Antonio. OKC has 2 games left. They play Miami tonight. If OKC wins tonight, they go to 44-27. We cannot catch them. Okay, so if OKC wins tonight, OKC is 5th, and we know we're 6th, and then we just watch everyone tank to try to get to us. It'll be kind of funny. And then we pretend we're all offended. If OKC loses tonight and goes to 43-28, and we have the exact same record as them, and we go beat the Spurs, Oklahoma City now chooses whether they're 5 or 6 and how they play the Clippers. Now, some of these games could be mutual tank fests and be really hard for someone to control winning and losing. Now, the league should mandate that Oklahoma City and Houston play each other so that we can have Chris Paul versus Russell Westbrook, who are traded for each other, and James Harden against Oklahoma City again. They should mandate that. Who do we want to play? And how do we win? Let's touch on that as we continue. Today's show brought to you by The Store. 6200 South, 20th East, also located down at the Gateway. The Store, just a fabulous environment. Utah's own. You can feel it, that it's a little different than the big, huge grocery stores when you're there. You can feel the community as you walk in at the 6200 South and 20th East. You can see it from the checkers that are there for you. They're helping the elderly out to their car. You can feel it from the various things that Amy and Jeff and Scott go and find that are Utah's own. You can find it in the back when you see the brisket from Logan. It's just as good as you'll ever have. When you see the ribs that are already there for you that just take 20 minutes to heat up, the chicken pot pies, the enchiladas, all frozen and ready for you. When you get to the salsa section and see the cut-up salsa from right in the back, it's that personal touch that makes the store so special. And most of all, it's the Mudslide Cookie. 6200 South, 20th East. Check it out. Jeff says that the Royale Cookie is better. Just not true. Maybe I'll make myself an ice cream sandwich today. This would just be decadent. Of Mudslide Cookie, I would like have a sugar coma. Of Mudslide Cookies and Lockdown Mudslide Ice Cream. Sounds kind of divine. It is the store, 600 South, 20th East, also located at the Gateway. Kind of a great setup at the Gateway. It's more of an urban setting. It's right down across from the arena next to the Children's Museum. I've been stopping by a ton. We're doing games down there in the middle of the day. They have the sushi delivered every day, so you can grab and go for lunch. Great, great grab and goes for lunch there. And all the same community feel as well. Kombucha bar, cold brew bar, all set up at the Gateway store as well. So check it all out at 600 South and 20th East. You can start your morning with the news that matters in just 10 minutes. It's Axios Today podcast. Host Niall Abudu and the team of award-winning journalists will bring you the latest analysis, insight into the trends shaping our world. That's Axios Today. So who do we want to play? It's an interesting question. Everyone says, well, we don't want to. Okay. There's some logic. Here's my first logic on who I'd like to play. If my choices now are Denver, Houston, or the Clippers. The Clippers are the best team of the group. Though I'll tell you what, my respect level for Denver and just them winning all the time is really high. One of the reasons we don't want to play Houston is because we just have a really, really hard time getting good shots off against Houston. They switch everything. It causes us a tremendous amount of problems. And we end up getting bad shots. I mean, it's just that simple. And you know how we're going to win? We're going to beat people by shooting. By shooting a ton of threes. By letting it fly. And by winning. That way. When you look at our QSQ, which is our shot quality, over the years, our worst shot quality has come against Houston. So that tells you, like, against their defense, what kind of shots are we getting? Not only has our worst QSQ over the years come against Houston, but our worst shooting performances have come against Houston. Now, interestingly, this year, by the way, three of our six worst shooting experiences have come against Oklahoma City. Our eighth worst shooting has come against Denver. Our ninth worst shooting day has come against, and this is, and I'm classifying this on QSI, which is a second spectrum data point, which is that based on the shots we got, what our percentage was. So Oklahoma City gave us three of our worst six shooting games. Denver gave us our eighth. Houston gave us our ninth. Clippers gave us our 12th worst shooting game of the year. So none of these are easy. Let's not get lost. Who did we get the best shot quality against this year of teams that we could play in the playoffs? Well, here's what's interesting. Is our eighth best shot quality of the year is on February 22nd against Houston, which I believe is the night Bojan hits the three. Now, what's interesting to me about that is the exact opposite of everything that's happened in the past. And this Houston team is not the same. The Houston team is now does not have the same aspect without Clint Capela. They've gone small. They've done all sorts of kind of interesting things to along the way. And it makes you wonder a little bit whether or not they're the exact same team. Now, I actually just looked at it, and the 22nd might not be. The 9th is the day, now that I think about it, that Boyan shot. The 22nd is the game at home. We lose 120 to 110. Russell has 34. Harden has 38. Nobody else on their team has more than 12. This is the reason both directions of why you either do or don't want to play Houston. And it's a debatable concept. So one is, we got great looks in that game. And I just believe in the way we're going to beat anybody is by getting looks and not getting hot. And the other thing, the reason you don't want to play Houston is because they got those two guys. Our 12th best shooting game of the year is against Denver. So if we now just cut, so we've actually had a pretty good game against all these teams. So if we take it and just look at only these three teams, who do we get? And if we're going to win it, it's offensively. Defensively, our margin is really slim right now. We're not very good defensively. We're only okay. And we have not shown all year that we're actually a great, great defensive team. So our margin to, it used to be that we are good defensively no matter what, and then offensively, our margin was really slim to perform. Now our margin's really slim defensively. But when you look at these teams and our shot quality, of the 9 games we've played against Houston, Denver, and the Clippers, 3 of our 4 worst shot selection games are against the Clippers. Now, there are 2 of them are very early season, 10-30, 11-3, and 12-28. Okay? Those are 3 of our worst shooting nights of the year. The Houston, we actually have had, Houston and Denver, we get much better looks against. And this year, we actually have had better looks against Houston than we have against Denver. Okay? Surprisingly. And then we've had better looks against Houston in the last 2 games we've played them since they traded Clint Capela. Surprisingly. Our offensive rating against Houston on the February 9th, which is the day in which Bojan Bogdanović hit the shot, is a 118. That's really high for us. We shot it great. We shot 6 percentage points better than our QSQ, so we shot it about as well as good. Jordan Clarkson played isolation basketball and was terrific. We didn't used to have a Jordan Clarkson to do things like this. That's a substantial change for us. Remember, Boyan wasn't actually great that day. He just happened to hit the game winner. But Clarkson had 30. Donovan had 24. Conley had 20. This is, maybe we're a different team, because we have Conley and Clarkson. We actually threw 321 passes. We moved the basketball. We had 25 isolation attempts against them. And had 1.33 points per direct isolation attempt, which is crazy high. We never used to be able to do that. And so our pick and roll game actually is what struggled that day, because they switched 51 of the 85 picks they saw. That's what they do. That's the difficulty, is dealing with their switching. And then their switching breaks you into isolation, and then you've got to drive and kick out to get those threes, and that's actually a harder game for us to play, but we seem to have gotten better at it. So from a pure offensive standpoint, there's an argument here that says that maybe Houston's not that bad. On the 22nd, when we lose, we only shot 7 of 31 from 3. So we got good looks. We shot 4 percentage points below what we were supposed to. And they had an offensive rating of 120. This will lead to the next issue. And in that game, similar kind of storyline, and maybe Boyan isn't great at taking advantage of switches, so missing him is not as big a deal. Boyan in that game goes 3 of 10 again. Donovan has 31. Clarkson has 22 playing isolation and beating people. And the Jazz are great at hunting out matchups, so they go get the guys they want. And again, 1.18 points per isolation. We really were very good in isolation the last two times we played Houston, which we didn't used to be able to do with the other team. Now, the problem lies on the other side of the ball. And that we probably have to dig into to really understand who we want to play. And that the other one is just top level talent. When you're building a company, you want your top level talent to do what it does best. And the facts are that when you're building a company and suddenly it's starting to roll and everything's going good, the last thing you want to be doing is spending all your time on IT and worrying about it. And that is where Jason and Scott come in from SOS Support. SOS can help any business. They have hybrid plans starting at just $10 per computer. Fully outsourced plans are customized to your business. And they can also provide supplemental IT support for existing IT departments. It's an IT company that becomes your whole partner. They've done it for KT Tape down in Utah County. Their IT and HR outsourced while they're building their company, and SOS is there for them, doing everything you could possibly need them to do. The banks now have started the process to make sure everything's secure. They need to. You're taking in sensitive data. You got to be prepared. This is not a game you want to play too late when the crisis is on. So therefore, your cyber security, your day-to-day work, all being done to help you out from SOS Support. Give Scott a call at 801-563-9700. That's 801-563-9700. Tell him you were locked on. No obligation IT assessment. We'll include a PCI assessment as well. Their retention rate through the roof. They started back in 2004, so they're almost 17 years of this in Utah. Value-centric mindset. They don't pretend to be the cheapest, but you don't want the cheapest when you're dealing with this. You want the best. You want the whole partner. If you have a doctor's office, live manufacturing, molding house, steel fabrication, high-tech manufacturing, dental offices, law offices, accounting firms, construction, really any company that's from 5 to 100 employees, from 40 to 50 employees, you're building and you need some help, SOS Support is here for you. Call Scott, call Jason, 801-563-9700. That's 801-563-9700. So I've presented the case that from an offensive standpoint, as much as my theory is that you want to play Denver because we're going to beat people by shooting and that's who we get our looks against, the truth is that we're a different team than we used to be. And this year against Houston, we've played pretty good isolation ball against their switching. And without Clint Capella, they really have no rim protection and we might be able to play it better than we have. Now, our pick and roll game and Rudy struggles. And so we probably end up, if we play Houston, with Rudy sitting back down by the paint most of the time and, you know, figuring out, and they switch everything, right? They're going to switch 70% of the picks, and we're going to have to go find the matchup, and then we roll into 42 isolation play or some massive amount of isolation plays, and we've destroyed them in isolation this year. Destroyed them in isolation. 1.39, I was wrong, actually. Second matchup was 1.39 points. So that makes the Houston matchups look a little different than they have in the past. We used to die in isolation, but the addition of Mike Conley, the addition of Jordan Clarkson, the maturity of Donovan Mitchell, we've been really good in isolation this year. Killed them. The reason that I would think that I want to play Denver is because of the fact that I would think, and I'm not sure this is true, that our best player, Rudy Gobert, has a bigger impact defensively in that series than he does in any other series. That he's guarding their best player in Jokic, Donovan, Rudy, particularly defensive side, Rudy's our best player, and has that impact. And he does. Jokic doesn't like to play straight up. Jokic doesn't like to play. Jokic doesn't play in the same way. And so, actually, I do think that there is a absolute concept here that, in theory, Rudy, we should be better with Rudy on Jokic. Makes some sense. Well, the truth is, the teams that have had the best offensive game against us in these 9 games is Houston, Houston, and Houston. And then Denver, the Clippers are interchanged. So the biggest problem for us when you start looking at opponents is while we're going to beat people shooting, and I'm not as convinced that Houston's defense causes us the problem it's always caused them, we can't stop them. Their offensive rating against us has been a 129, a 128, and a 122 in 3 games. Denver's has been a 121, a 117, and a 110. Clippers has been a 118, a 118, and a 113. Now, that's not great that we haven't held any of these 3 teams below average, but frankly, that's not who we are anymore. Like, our margin defensively has gotten slim. And so for us to be able to stop one of these teams is hard, but we have shown absolutely no inkling at all of stopping Houston. Houston's had the 3 best QSQ shooting games against us. The team that we've caused the most problem kind of in shots would be Denver. That we have forced Denver out of their regular looks defensively. Denver had 1 light out shooting game against us on January 30th. The Clippers had 2 terrible shooting games against us. 1 on December 28th and once on November 3rd. Now, that's interesting. Now, they still had pretty good offensive games, but they had really bad shooting games. The one thing I think gets interesting about the Clippers is they, with Rudy and Montrezl Harrell and Zubac, Rudy gets to hang out around the rim the whole time. And if you look at percentage of shots in the restricted area, in our 3 games against the Clippers, it's very low. So's Denver's, frankly. The Rockets, on the other hand, have gotten over 30% of their shots in the restricted area against us twice. But Denver and the Clippers have 2 game, 1 game at 28, and then the Clippers, 3 games against us, 23% of their shots, 21% of their shots, and 18% of their shots in the restricted area. Rudy really impacts the game against them. Now, with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and Patrick Beverley, I don't know that we can score against them. The other one on how we're going to win, if you've been watching the NBA the last few nights, the top 10 players in this league matter so much. And the top 10 players in this league are so obviously like in their own class. Right? So you got Giannis and LeBron. I'm going to forget someone here. And Harden. And then you have Steph and Durant that aren't playing. And then you got Luka and Dame. And I'm forgetting AD and Jokic. And I'm forgetting someone else that isn't of these teams, so that's fine. There's 9 Western Conference players. Those top players are just so insanely impactful. Donovan was, you know, has these spurts where he is in that group offensively. And I think that's what gets, you know, that is going to be the biggest struggle in all this conversation is whether or not our third year guy is ready to be, you know, doing things like what Dame's doing. That's just an incredible task. So, you know, the difficulty of us winning is, one, we're without a 20-point a game scorer, and 2, our best guys aren't there yet. Understandably, they're still babies. It's going to be interesting. This conclusion on this is I actually am not sure. I think the idea that we want to avoid Houston because we just can't stop them is probably, from the data, as good as anything else I got for you. But the idea that we can't score on Houston is not as true as it once was. And I'm not sure there's really that good an answer between Denver and LA. There's not an obvious answer here. That is Locked On Jazz. Have a great day today. Enjoy yourself. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be with you. We'll do a live show tomorrow. Morning live show as the Jazz get ready for the Spurs in their final game of the regular season. Right now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of podcast Locked On Fantasy Basketball with Josh Lloyd.